Golden Gets.
Hey, Bobby, it's Garrett. How are you?
I'm good, my dear friend. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping. We're just trying to sling some diamonds, right?
That a boy. Hey, Dave's got somebody in front of him. Oh, and you know what else I got to tell you? That customer with the pink diamond surfaced. So he's coming in.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
That's good. He reached back out to me.
I'm like, you know what? That made me feel good that he just didn't. You know, disrespect and just drop the ball on us.
Right.
Not a nice feeling.
No, and here's my thing. If you make an appointment with a doctor and you don't go, they still charge you a copay.
Yeah, well, we can't do that.
No, but a jeweler is a professional.
I'd love to do it.
An industry professional.
That's right.
A hairstylist, if you schedule an appointment and you don't make that, they still charge you for the chair.
All right, I got to tell you something that you're going to enjoy. Over here, we have a lot of Arabs, okay?
Yes.
And there are some Arabs over here that are really, if they've made $5, they're really arrogant son of a bitches.
Okay? Right, yeah.
So this was years and years ago. Probably, I'm going to go back 15 years. We had a $199 in stock. Okay?
Yeah.
Carrot 99 round.
Beautiful, beautiful mistake.
That?
Beautiful mistake. Yeah, okay. No.
Great mistake. Whoever cut it got fired.
Right. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
So, and a stone was, you know, really very pretty stone. So at that time, it was flying $7,000 below the radar screen. Okay?
Yeah.
And this guy was playing a cat and mouse game with David that you almost couldn't believe. It was just like, are you serious? They kept playing and playing. He'd call him 30 times. The guy would never call him back. So then David looked at me. He goes, this deal is probably dead. He goes, Dave was going to Mexico. I'll never forget this. He's going to Mexico. He goes, I'm going out of town. And he goes, most likely the deal is dead, but it is what it is. He goes, I tried my best. He goes, he just won't call me back. Fine. Okay, don't worry about him. We'll sell it. Good. Okay. Well, a guy walks in, our customer for years, looks at me and goes, Bobby, he goes, I hit very, very, very big in the stock market. I want to buy my wife a new diamond. What do you want? I want a nice 2-carat. I go, I've got the stone. I said, you're going to fly 7,000 below radar, and it's a 2-carat. It's a 199. He goes, sold. How long will you have done? I said, give me 2 hours. Good. Gives me his ring. Boom, boom, boom. 2 hours later, he comes to fix it up. Within 10 minutes of this guy picking the ring up, who walks in but the Chaldean? Chaldean looks at me, and you know what he said to me? I'm here to renegotiate on my diamond.
Guess what?
I said, first of all,
right.
I said, it's not your diamond. That's first.
Right.
Second of all, there's no renegotiating because it's not here any longer. What do you mean? I said, it's no longer here.
Right.
I said, well, we actually sent it back. I said, because it was someone else who wanted it, because you wouldn't return my brother's call for a month. So now the stone's gone. He goes, oh, find me another one. I said, yeah, we'll get right on that.
Yeah, and guess what? It'll be over 2 carats. It'll be at full market value. And
that's right.
The deal is the diamond. There is no deal.
We had another one with a 203 that the stone was like, truly the stone should have been a VS2. It should have been a VS2. And it was a 203 or 233. Anyway, this lady played another game. She's, you know, getting it for her son. Anyway, okay, they played another. We sold it to another guy and sold it that on a Saturday, like at 3 o'clock. She calls at 3:45, we want the diamond. I said, well, diamond, wait a minute, that's my diamond. She starts screaming, yelling. I said, listen, I said, you know what? I said, you know, you did everything in your power not to buy this diamond from us. I said,
right. You
played a game with us. I said, well, how do you think you are? And you know what? She was on the phone. She was, my husband's an eye doctor. I go, good for him and good for you.
Right. Right.
I don't care, your husband. What does that matter to me? I said, can I do that to your husband? See how he likes it?
Right, exactly.
We'll make a long story short. We actually sold it to them, and we sold another carat and a half to the other guy at cost, just because it is what it is. You know,
you
stand
ruffled.
Back as good as you can.
Yeah.
But it was like, because you couldn't find SI1 like that.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, it was, whoever graded this stone was so stupid.
Right.
You get them once, and well, you know what? They used to be able to get away with that.
Right.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. And, well, there's other things they're getting away with. Like, everything's XXX now. If it's GIA India, We had a 6260.
I thought they shut down.
No. GIA India has been around and back open for a long time. They're not allowed to grade anything over 2 carats.
No kidding. Did GIA Israel shut down?
No, it's still open. I'm pretty sure you can get.
I thought one of them shut down.
No, GIA India is open. GIA Israel is not. I haven't gotten anything from Israel, but like any of our big stuff, like we're working on a 20 carat that got damaged. It was a nightmare.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was a nightmare, but it came back. It was a 20. It was a 20.40, and half a carat broke off the thing. It's still, well, not half. It's still above 20 carats. So long story.
How did it break off?
Well, that's the mystery. We all know, and the jeweler that did it isn't copping to it. But everyone that has held it and cut it, or even the cutter that originally cut the rough. Said it was from being mounted. So we had the thing sold. It got broken. Anyway,
what shape?
Round brilliant.
See, now I'm a master diamond setter for 40 years, okay?
Yeah.
If you break, okay, a round diamond, your metal hit it. Something metal hit the stone. Was it prong set or was it channel set?
They're telling me it was going to be a prong set. It was going to be a prong set ring, but they're telling us they never even mounted. They showed it and put it back in the paper and sent it back. But the point
bullshit.
Is,
some of them still hit it.
100%. And if I could show you a photo of it, it's a pavilion facet that was like cleaved. You know what I mean?
Sure, send me a picture. I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But anyway, that has to go to GIA in New York to get graded. Any of the big stuff, but like. The point I'm trying to get to is there's so much goofy stuff going on right now, Bobby, with upgrading. It's, you know, I look at diamonds online, and why is it cheap? It's brown, green, or milky. It has they're calling it GHSI, but it might be G, but the body tone of the material is brown.
And how about yellow fluorescence?
Yep, yellow fluorescence.
How about yellow fluorescence? How about that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? They get away with this shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all a game, right? It's all a game. But that's why we don't buy a diamond without putting an eye on it. Why do other people, you know, like they go online and say, well, I got such a great deal, Bobby, I should just buy this one. Okay.
Then go buy it.
Right. Go for it. But at the end of the day, you know, my diamonds aren't just accurately graded because we pick the accurately graded diamonds. We're picking.
Yeah. But. That's right. If it is what it is, you can't what do they say? You can't beat whatever. You can't beat it. Okay,
right.
It is what it is. And if the stone is right, it's right. And if it's not right, something is cheaper.
Right.
So that's all it comes down to. And people don't want to believe it, but it's the truth. And
right.
You don't want to believe it, then put it underneath your pillow.
Right.
That's all. Yeah, send me a picture of that. I want to see it.
I will.
I'll tell you how it's broken.
All right. I'll get it to you right now.
Because if you have, yeah, I want to see it. Send me a picture of it because there's a couple ways you can break them, okay?
Whoa.
And the only way I know how to chip that stone, 40 points came off?
Yeah. Well, after we recut it, only 3 points. It was 20.43. Then when it came back, it was 20.4. And you could see it was like a glaring, like it was obvious that like everyone here had held that diamond, and if I had handed you that diamond, you'd be like, wow, it's an impressive diamond. Oh, what's that? You know what I mean? You would have seen, you would have been like, well, that's a really cool diamond, but this is wrong, or that's unfortunate, and you could see it right through the top pavilion down, or table down.
You send it to me. I want to see it.
All right, I'll send it to you.
All right, and you know what? Dave has got somebody. Have him call you right when he's done.
Hey, good talking to you, Bobby. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah, send it to me. I want to see it.
All right, you got it.
Okay, buddy.
All right,
bye.